Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Tasha. How can I help you?
Good day, Tasha. I placed an order, and I received my order. Order number is 33219590022.
How can I help you?
I received the order. I was shocked because, man, when COVID started, it would take like a month to get something. I was so shocked that it came within days. I was like, I can't be, you know. But, man, it's like, man, when COVID started, it was like a month or over 2 months sometimes. It was like, oh, my God.
Surprisingly, I mean, don't get it confused. It's still like that with some of them. So
I don't know. Your, maybe I got lucky. I never seen it get within a week. It was less than a week. I was like completely, when I looked at the box, I go, is this what I think it is? You know, I was thinking like I'll get it in the end of April or something if I'm lucky. But man, yeah, I did get it. The only reason I'm calling is I'm always happy with everything from you guys, but I received one of the items. And it is the Discovery Shuttle Pod. It's the second from the last. Discovery Shuttle Pod. Sing on, the Bird of Prey, Carla, find that one. It's like a bubble. It's like a little shuttle. It's a bubble. I tried to see if I can, if there's some way I can fix it. Inside the bubble, okay, there's a chair, okay? The chair came, the chair is supposed to be stationary. It's not stationary. I mean, and I'm amazed that all you have to do is when, you know, I put it back in the box, and if you shake the box just a little bit, you can hear the little chair spinning around. It's not supposed to do that. I'm amazed they haven't, you know, especially with this item, because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. But it's supposed, this chair is supposed to be like stationary. It's like a chair. But yeah, it came loose, and I tried to see, well, let me see if I can loosen these ends, and maybe I can open up the bubble and maybe super glue the chair to the where it's supposed to be and then just lock it up again. But I'm having difficulties opening up the bubble. I was thinking of fixing it. I said, oh, my God.
No, just go ahead and take a picture, if you can, do a video showing the problem and send it over to the customer service email. They'll ship you out another one.
Could you ship me an email, please?
You want me to ship you? Email?
No. Send me the email. I'm sorry. Supposed to, because I've never done that before.
Okay. It's very easy. It's just customerservice@eaglemoss.com.
Customerservice@eaglemoss.com.
Yes, sir.
And I guess I put in the order number, and I take a picture or a video, and then
send it over
to them.
Mm-hmm. It's, include your invoice as well.
Right. Put the invoice number in, so it's Eaglemoss Customer Service, right? .com.
Customerservice@eaglemoss.com.
Let me put it the other way around. Write it down here. Customer Service at Eaglemoss.com. All righty. I'll do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You have a great day.
Uh-huh.